reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome into another edition of your PDGA Radio News. We are into the month of May, about to celebrate Mother's Day, and the sport of disc golf is reaching all-time highs. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, and coming up on this week's program, which is for May 7th, 2010, will be results and reaction from the International Disc Golf Center in Georgia, where the U.S. Masters was just completed. We'll also have a rundown of the other tournament results, preview the upcoming schedule, and update the PDGA World Rankings, player ratings, and have the latest list detailing the best rounds of disc golf ever played. Those stories and much more all coming your way this week from the one and only PDGA Radio News. Now, after numerous years of being contended in Santa Cruz, California at the La Mirada course, the U.S. Masters Championships this year moved to Appling, Georgia at the Professional Disc Golf Association's International Disc Golf Center, with a slightly new tournament name in order to help honor the legacy of a great disc golf promoter, Hall of Famer, and co-founder of Innova Disc Golf, Tim Selinski. The move and some coincidental timing helped bring together one of the best Masters Division fields ever, as former world champions Barry Schultz and Ken Climo made their debuts in the exclusively over 40 age division, along with perennial top touring pro Jay Redding, Brad Hammock, Jim Oates, and the reigning Masters World Champion Phil Arthur, and others all looking to earn this prestigious PDGA major title and the trophy. In the end, after 3 days of tournament play, the 2010 Tim Selinski U.S. Masters Champion is Wisconsin's Barry Schultz. But his victory did not come easy, as Patrick Brown from California, who led the Masters division after the first 2 days, was going to make Schultz earn it if he couldn't have it himself. But Schultz did just that. He picked up enough strokes, tying Brown after 9 holes Sunday, and even went 2 throws up with just 2 holes remaining. Brown picked up 1 throw back on hole 17, leaving him a chance. Then on the last hole, Barry gets in a little bit of trouble hitting a tree in front of him on his 3rd throw. His 4th throw comes up short, then he misses the putt, takes a bogey 6. Brown has a 35-foot putt for a 4 to win the tournament, but misses just left. Bounces off the chains, he takes the drop in par 5, and they'll go to sudden death playoff. Both good drives on the playoff hole, but Brown ends up just off the fairway with a tough second shot. Barry in the fairway, near perfect spot. Brown can't get there on a second. Barry does, takes the 3, wins the tournament. And there you go, Barry Schultz, the 2010 Tim Selinski U.S. Masters champion over Patrick Brown. Barry commented on his win, Brown's play, and the course shortly after that win. It's just 6 weeks after having to withdraw from the Memorial after suffering a hand injury while in the lead there.
Well, Patrick has a great mind. He really knows what's going on out there on the golf course. He plays golf. He doesn't just throw it, walk, and throw it again. And he understands that these courses are tough and brutal. You don't have to have a bad shot to get punished. You can have a mediocre shot to get punished. So he knows that on any one hole, 2, 3, or 4 strokes can change. So he kept a positive attitude about that, and I think it helped him. And I was feeling the same way. I knew that I had chances to pick up strokes and didn't yesterday and maybe a couple times this morning. Just stick with it and keep playing good golf, and hopefully things will turn out.
Brown, who lists San Francisco as his hometown, also described his weekend of play.
All in all, I came for a vacation, and it turned out to be a great time. Just losing some strokes yesterday, I knew I was giving him leeway. It wouldn't be as easy to run. And out here, it's just not offered as much. You know, you can have pure drives and still be stuck behind a tree or back in the forest. So I just tried to come out and play smooth and keep composure and try to be a professional, you know.
12-time world champion and first-time Masters Division player Ken Climo, who fell behind early after the first round, nearly made one of the most remarkable comebacks ever in even his career. But as he says, one poor throw and a couple tough breaks ended up forcing him to settle for 3rd, 3 throws off the pace.
I shot a 59 the last round.
had a pretty good start and had a couple bad unfortunate breaks out there. Threw some really good drives, ended up behind trees, had a spit out, and I threw an uncharacteristic bad shot on 16, which cost me a couple shots. I could have birdied that hole, and in the end, those four shots, I would have won by one stroke. But my goal today was to come back and, you know, place third. I thought first and second were a little too far out of my reach, but I thought I could catch third place, and I achieved my goal and had a little more excitement than I thought I might have.
Brad Hammack finished in fourth. Jay Redding took fifth place in Masters. Rick Vokes won in Senior Grandmasters, while Greg Hosfeld took the title in Grandmasters by 5 over Tim Keith, and later commented on what it meant for him to win the event, honoring the late Tim Solinsky.
Well, I mean, I went out last year to pay homage to Tim, and I had to come back this year for the same. Obviously, I wanted to defend. So, you know, Tim, like I said earlier, you know, his smile, what you saw here was just a manifestation of what was in here, you know. So I had that little thing with me the whole time, the little ski thing on there. And, you know, I tried to go through the whole tournament and keep my head in a place where Tim's would be. And, you know, just tried to keep it relaxed and have fun and have a great time, and we did.
Ken Climo, 12-time world champion and original member of Team Innova, also commented on Tim's legacy.
Man, he was just a joy to be around. Always had a smile on his face. Always would see what he could do for you and how he could treat you better. And he was just really a joy to be around. Everybody loved him. I mean, you know, people like that. It's just everybody loves to be around him, and nobody hates him. Nobody dislikes him. I mean, that's the way Tim was.
Billy Crump of Clash DVD Productions was at the event producing video highlights, which are available from PDGA.com of the U.S. Masters Championships. They feature the previous soundbites as well. He also caught up with the executive director of the PDGA, Mr. Brian Graham.
I think the event went off real well. I think Tim would be real proud. We had 164 players from 28 states, and I attribute that to Tim and what a great guy he was. You know, people just wanted to come down and support the Tim Solinsky and see the IDGC, and I thought the event went really well.
And with the leadership of the PDGA behind this year's event, the future is bright for the Tim Solinsky U.S. Masters. The PDGA Board of Directors is expected to entertain bids from around the country to determine the venue of the tournament for the next 2 years during the upcoming spring summit in mid-May. The plan is for the spirit and memory of Tim Solinsky to be spread throughout the country as the U.S. Masters is held annually at rotating venues for the foreseeable future, but likely making stops back at the International Disc Golf Center every third year.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
There were more than 40 sanctioned events on the PDGA calendar last weekend. Yeah, it kept Tour Director Dave Gentry busy and disc golfers all over the world happy as they got to play the sport they love. For results beyond the U.S. Masters now, we'll begin with the A-tiers, where there were a total of 3, one of which was amateurs only in California for their turn at playing the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup, which leads up to their national tour event May 21st through the 23rd. But this past weekend for the amateurs in the advanced division, it was San Francisco's Patrick Wood using a 10-31 rated final round to pull away and win by 9 over Trey McElvey, with Chris Vandegrift just one more throw behind in third. For the advanced women there, we find Shannon Mesterhide getting the win by 6 over Diana Kovalchuk. Advanced Masters will go to Les Swift with a 2-throw victory over Steve Gans, and Kyle Milburn wins intermediate. Now moving east to Gaithersburg, Maryland, it was pros only for the Seneca Creek Soiree, which drew a huge field of more than 70 open pro players. and it led to an exciting finish as Steve Brinster was leading by two going into the final hole but hit a tree on his first upshot, then missed a putt for the win. That allows Brian Schwebiger into the playoff and a chance at the Seneca Creek four-peat. However, on that first playoff, Schwebiger hits an early tree, then Brinster hits a near-perfect roller drive. It sets up a routine upshot and a putt for him to get the win. Meanwhile, Kelly Boyce won the women's division, and Doug Werner won in Grandmasters. Now we'll head to the middle of the country and the gateway city of St. Louis for their A-tier, where Nico LaCastro defends his hometown and wins by 9 over Paul Ulibarri, with George Smith taking third. Rob Strasser won in Masters, and a huge advanced division was won by Chris Eads, who threw well over 1,000 rated disc golf over the weekend to win by 12. Moving to the B-tiers, we'll find Joe Revere winning the Creekside Open in Salt Lake City. Johnny McRae wins in Florida at the Fun and Sun. Alan Hermosillo won in Illinois at the Dave Pittner Memorial. J.D. Ramirez edges out Eric McCabe to win in Texas. Damon Stalin won by 3 over Mark Ellis in Michigan. And in Ohio, it was Tyler Horn winning over Brad Schick to take the title at the Riverside Drive, held in Columbus. Full results from those events and the dozens and dozens of C-tiers held this past weekend, prior weeks, of course, found there from PDGA.com and the tour calendar section, along with the upcoming schedule. This upcoming Mother's Day weekend does mean a lighter than usual schedule on the PDGA calendar, with just about 24 sanctioned events. However, they are mostly C-tiers. A half dozen B-tiers. They will be contested in Bowling Green, Kentucky for the third leg of the Keep It Green series. Also in Alabama for their Amateur Disc Golf Championships. That will be in Athens. The Iron Lion Safari is in Illinois on Saturday. Williamsburg, Virginia will host the No Quarter at New Quarter. The Dynamic Discs Mother's Day Madness is in Louisville, Texas. Look for video production from Cool Daddy Slick Breeze on that. And international events, they have a B-tier in Norway for the Bergen Open. Some of the C-tiers include Marion, Ohio for the AM World's Warm-Up No. 2, the LS Discs Capital City Classic in Topeka, Kansas. Fairway Flyers is hosting the Acorn Open in Minnesota. The Georgia Super 6 Series continues Saturday with their stop in Fayetteville's McCurry Park. The Boise Super Classic is in Idaho. Also, the AT&T Series continues in Morristown, Tennessee. And finally, check out the international stops. They are in Germany, Sweden, Russia, Finland, and France if you want to get some frequent flyer miles. You can also check out the full schedule of sanctioned events again, along with those results. They are from PDGA.com. The PDGA player ratings has a new update to them as of May 4th. It shows Ken Climo in the top spot with a 1041 rating, ahead of Dave Feldberg and Josh Anthon, who are both at 1037. Then Nate Doss and Nico LaCastro both in at 1035, and that's among 149 active PDGA members with a player rating of at least 1,000, all of them pro men. The highest rated amateur is David Wiggins Jr. at 997. For the ladies' amateur side, it's Kelsey Brockle with a 916. That's along with Tasha Burnett, who's at 912. Those two amateur ladies, along with 42 pro females, are above 900. They are, of course, led by Valerie Jenkins with a 961, followed by Des Redding's 957 and Sarah Stanhope's 952. That full list of ratings, even searchable by state, from the one and only PDGA.com. Just follow the links. The next update to those ratings is scheduled for June 22nd. The submission deadline for events for that one is June 8th. Leaves plenty of time for you to become an official PDGA member, play some tournaments, watch your rating hopefully climb higher and higher into the world rankings, which was also updated this past week. We'll run down the highlights from that, cover this week's disc golf news, and wrap up this week's edition of PDGA Radio News when we return after this message from the PDGA.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
And welcome back to PDGA Radio News for May 7th, 2010. Again, I'm Steve Kaczynski. Along with the player ratings comes an update to the PDGA World Rankings. They'll now factor in the May ratings update along with the Copenhagen Open and the Carolina Clash for the National Tour factor. This is a relatively minor update with little major activity since the March update. Dave Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins will retain their respective top spots. No changes at all in the women's top eight, as Valerie is still trailed by Des Redding, Birgitta Lagerholm, Sarah Stanhope, Carrie Burlegar at five, then Liz Carr, Liz Lopez, Ani Matalainen, Angelica France up to nine, and Elaine King will round out the top 10 for the women, where 41 players had qualified results, making them eligible for the world rankings. The rest of the men's top 10 behind Feldberg is Josh Anthon, still at number 2 in the world, followed by Nico LaCastro and Marcus Schallstrom, still at 3 and 4, respectively. Nate Doss and Avery Jenkins both move up one spot. They'll take spots 5 and 6, as Barry Schultz's temporary absence with that hand injury will move him down to number 7. Ken Climo, Kayla Visca, and Steve Rico then round out the top 10 for the men, which had a total of 135 players eligible and on the official full-length list, which is available from PDGA.com. And also there from the best disc golf website in the world, you can access the newly updated list showing the best rounds ever thrown on several different levels of course difficulty, known as SSA. From them, you can see the highest rated round ever thrown has been 1,117. That was both by Ken Climo at the 2009 Fun and Sun and Brian Skinner at the 2005 Virginia Open. There are also five other rounds above 1,100. They were by Brian Schwebiger and Josh Anthon, who both had 1,106 rounds. Steve Rico at 1,103, Matt Orem at 1,102, and Barry Schultz at 1,100. The highest rated round for a woman since the player rating system was adapted is the 1041 by Valerie Jenkins last year at the 2009 Worlds, followed by Juliana Korver's 1036 back in 2000, and Liz Carr had a 1030. For the complete list, click the Best Rounds Ever link from the PDGA homepage or search using the keyword Best Rounds. They're in the search box. And finally, tournament organizers have announced that a special period of registration is now open for amateur members interested in playing in next month's U.S. Amateur Championships in Michigan. However, you must be a true qualified amateur, never accepting cash, with a player rating above 940 to be eligible. Also pay an extra fee, meet a couple other minor stipulations. All the information and to register, visit amnationals.com. Registration ends June 4th. However, they will probably sell out before then with only 144 spots available. Again, the 2010 U.S. Amateur Championships presented by Discraft June 11th through the 13th in Milford, Michigan on the Toboggan Course, amnationals.com. That does wrap things up for this week's edition. Thank you all very much for checking us out, getting caught up with your week's worth of disc golf news from us here at PDGA Radio. Until next week, I'm your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski, wishing you all again the safest of travels and the happiest of disc golf adventures.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdga@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye. Goodbye.